changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
We are going to be spending about a month on happiness. Through my book, Happy This Year. My goodness, it does not look nearly as pretty as it actually is on camera. There we go. Happy This Year. This book is a number one international bestseller. It has been translated into several languages. I invite you to pick up a copy now at happythisyear.com. Happythisyear.com. And we're going to continue to talk about how you can get happy this year. We talked earlier in our jump starts about how to make 2021 the best year of your life. And now we're going to continue to talk about happiness. Because if you're not happy, what in the world does it matter if you are not happy? We need to be happy first and foremost in our lives, or we're not going to. What is the point? So, let me ask you, here's a trivia question. What are the two most Googled words on Earth year after year, or the three most Googled words on Earth over and over and over? In fact, chances are it will be Googled over a billion times today. These three words are, how do I? That's exactly right. How do I? How do I? So today we're going to talk about the how of happiness and how we actually can make ourselves happier people. Now, when I say make ourselves happier people, I want you to understand, you come into the world neutral. You take in the happiness level of your family and your friends and people around you, and then you begin to relate to happiness based on what you were taught. Bob Proctor talks about the things of, what are your favorite foods? What foods do you absolutely love? And when we talk about the foods that we absolutely love, he says chances are those foods are the foods that your parents fed you a lot as a child, or that you discovered through because your parents ate them. If you went into a different country that ate nothing that you ate, you would not enjoy those exact same foods. So you have a way of dealing with and being happy. And so we are going to talk about how to begin to become a happier person. Happier people, as we talked about, actually live a different paradigm than unhappy people. They act and respond to the world differently, and they feel differently. So over the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about some of the key discoveries that I've made with regards to happiness. Now, first and foremost, you need to decide. Yep, decide you are going to be a happier person. You're going to have to make that decision. That is an important decision because most people go around expecting life and what happens to them to dictate their level of happiness. Now, it's common and it's okay for us to occasionally get stressed and irritated by something. As I was about to shoot today, I had two lights fall. I knocked them over. It was my fault. But nonetheless, that was irritating. Overall, though, how high is your level of happiness? And you've got to decide how you want that to be. Now, a lot of people who teach people to become something new, to change their paradigms, to become a happier person, to become a healthier person, will recommend what's called fake it till you make it. Now, I'm going to split hairs here. I want you to begin to act as the happier person you want to become. However, this is not faking it till you make it. Because faking it implies that it's not genuine. Once you immediately begin to act like a happier person, how would a happier person, the happier version of you, carry his or her body? How would that person speak? How would he or she move? How would he or she deal with other people? This is not faking it. Once you begin to adopt different behavior, you literally are becoming a different person. Now, whether or not it becomes habitual is how consistently you practice it. So if you want to become a happier person, believe it or not, yes, you need to set an intention to become a happier person. Because over the next few weeks, I'm going to be telling you some of the things that happier people do. Now, let me ask you a question. If I tell you the things that happier people do, but you choose not to do the things that the happier people do, but continue to do things that unhappy people do, are you going to become a happier person? Of course not. Absolutely not. You are going to stay exactly the same way. So you want to take in the things that I suggest to you. And the first thing is, how would a happier person version of you be in life? Take just a moment. If you're not driving, wherever you are, or whenever you're listening to this, take a moment and close your eyes. Now imagine yourself moving through a typical day, and what does a happier version of you look like? What does a happier version of you do? Here's a big one. Who does a happier version of you hang out with? My guess is you're here hanging out with me every day on these jump starts. Okay, open your eyes. So see, you already know how to be happy. The question is, what is keeping you from being happy? And it's your paradigm. You're stuck. We all have what's called a happy stat. I write about this in my book, Happy This Year. We all have what's called a happy stat. It's like a thermostat. But if we get too happy, our happy stat brings us down. Gay Hendricks talks about this in his book, The Big Leap. But he calls it upper limiting. If we start getting too happy and things start going too well, we will often find ways to screw things up in our lives as a way of bringing our happiness level back down to where it is we feel it should be. Now, we move it up over time by, number one, as I say, setting an intention of being a happier person. Number two, getting a clear idea of what a happier version of us looks like. And three, beginning to act on that. Now, I knew that I was going to be making this presentation to you all today, of course, and I spend a lot of time writing. That's what I do most of the day. You wonder what in the world I'm doing. I'm either writing or broadcasting. I've got 3 client speeches that I'm doing this week virtually. I've got a seminar in the Czech Republic I'm putting on next week, and it's all done here in this studio. By the way, thank you to those of you who recommend me to the associations and to the companies you work for, because I've gotten many opportunities to speak thanks to those of you who are listening. But when it comes to my writing, I tend to be that lonely writer's garret kind of guy. I like to put myself in a room with no distractions. And here it's fairly easy because I've got these concrete walls and floors. And so other than when the leaf blowers are going, it's pretty quiet. And so I'm fairly quiet and able to write. But unfortunately, I also tend to stay inside all the time. Even though I live in this beautiful tropical paradise and could work anywhere, we've got Wi-Fi all around here, I tend to stay inside because I get focused. So yesterday, as I was asking myself, what would a happier version of me do with this day? So as soon as I finished the jump starts, I made myself a little bit of breakfast. I grabbed my computer and I grabbed my phone and I went down and I sat by the pool. And I wrote for a while. And then I swam for a half an hour, got some exercise. And then I came back and I sat by the pool and I read, because one of the things that I do every day is I read for a half an hour and I read. And then I conducted some meetings and all of this wearing nothing but a bathing suit sitting by the pool. Now, I'll admit that I've got kind of a nice setup here, but I intended that. The point is, what would a happier version of you be doing? And how would you spend your day? And start doing it now, because it is not impossible for you to change yourself and to become a happier person when you put, what will make me happy first? By the way, there's nothing selfish in that. The greatest gift you can give to other people is the gift of your own happiness. Nobody wants to be around a person who's a drag, complaining, moaning, and crying and bitching all the time, okay? So I've got two more suggestions for you on the how of happiness. Number one, stab your happiness with a pen. Now, I've recommended before that you stab your problems with a pen. And you can go back and look at this, but I'm talking now about stabbing your happiness with a pen. How do you do this? Write down every day 10 things you're happy about, you're grateful for. Write them down. We talked about gratitude. We're going to talk about it more. People with high happy stats are people who naturally have high gratitudometers, I guess I'd call it, gratiometers. These people are naturally more grateful. So I want you to encourage you to try today. This will take you less than 2 minutes. If it does, I guarantee you, you're doing it wrong. I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for this. Or just right at the top, today I am grateful for, and then write out 10 things. This is something I've been doing in my own journaling for years, 10 things. You know why? Here's why. When you wake up in the morning, chances are you're in your ego. You're in your limited, emotional, unhappy self. The way out of your ego is to ask yourself what you're grateful for. Your ego is first and foremost going to complain. My ego complains, I've got to get up and do 2 speeches today. What? I've been working for years to get to the point where I do 2 speeches in a day and get to do them from my home. And I wear short pants. I'm wearing a suit from the waist up, but I'm wearing shorts. Why in the world would I be unhappy about that? And I'm making more money on my speeches per speech than ever before. But my ego is still like this. So when you write down things you're grateful for, wow, what a big change. I'm going to close with my favorite quote of all time, but I want to just give you an opportunity to make any comments or questions. And please, if you're here for the first time, let us know that you're here for the first time. How do I? Well, we've talked about it, says Dominic. That's right. Juanita says, those are the 3 most common questions. There's my friend James Henderson from the Florida Speakers Association. Ed says, I choose happiness throughout the day. There are set times when I notice things going south. That's a good point, Ed. We're going to talk about that, literally keeping ourselves caught up. Good evening, sir. Very motivational speech. Amar, thank you so much. Amar, it's so glad to have you here whenever you're here with us. Eileen and Beth, thanking God for everything I can think of. That is awesome. Way to go, Paula. Gratitude is the way. Good morning, Will, says Debbie Tankersley. Good to see you. James says, great thoughts this morning. Thank you. Don't leave me yet, people, because I'm going to leave you with something very inspirational to take with you for the rest of the day. All right, this is my closing for you. I don't know if speakers are supposed to telegraph their close. Actually, I read that we are. It lets people kind of go, oh. In conclusion, here we go. In conclusion, my favorite quote, and I love quotations. I have them everywhere. I have my lined up down here on my computer on little sticky notes. My favorite quotation is from the French poet Colette. The quote is, I had a wonderful life. It's a pity I didn't realize it at the time. I get emotional just saying that. Let me say it again. I had a wonderful life. It's a pity. It's a pity I didn't realize it at the time. You can have the greatest, most blessed, most gifted life. You can be the handsomest, wealthiest person in the world, and you can commit suicide because you just don't realize it. In fact, some of the people that we admire the most, appreciate the most, were some of the most miserable, unhappy people. Tomorrow, Saturday is my birthday, or Sunday, the 24th. And we're going down to Key West, and as I always do, I'm going to visit Hemingway's house. I've been there. This will be my 3rd or 4th, 5th time. I don't know, but I always go there. But this was a man who seemed to have it all, but he didn't realize it at the time. And as a result, at the age of 65, he, or was it 61, he killed himself. It's not about what you have. It's not about what you get. It's about what you appreciate, because everything you have, everything you get, and everything you do is going to go away. So starting today, become aware of your happiness. Begin to ask yourself what it would a happier version of me look like, act like, and be like, and begin to live like that kind of person. Thank you, Jerome, for sharing today's message. All of you, please click share right now. This will put this on your friends and family's timeline so they will come and join our daily inspirational jumpstart messages. I look forward to seeing you all again tomorrow. Tomorrow is Friday. I will be with you. Won't be with you on Monday and Tuesday because I'll still be in Key West on Monday and Tuesday. I'll be shooting my seminar for the Czech Republic. So listen, everybody, thank you so much for joining me today, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Make today a happy day. Remember that quote from Colette. I had a wonderful life. It's too bad I didn't realize it at the time. Start realizing it.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating.